Mudabada boysai! Lessons for the lay, Parshas Vayetze. Haba aleinu latova. Coming very soon, Parshas Vayetze. This is an unbelievable pleasure to be back in the flesh, to be able to give shiur live. For the last month, I've been talking to myself, which I do a lot, but this was talking to myself and putting my shiur on Yom Torah. And I'm going to be intellectually honest, as I promised I would be. This shiur is being... taped, but you probably don't know what that means. Being recorded, it's being recorded on the Thursday before Parshas Vayetze. So I will make sure that our idea also relates to the amazing Parsha that we have with us, Toldos. But please, don't stop listening if you're in Parshas Vayetze, because this message will very much relate to Parshas Vayetze. In the Parsha we read last week, Parshas Toldos, okay, fine, we're reading it to Shabbos. The Parsha that we read, so... we are introduced to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is, if we were to pick the Av of the Avos, so Yaakov relates close as we can to us. In the relationship, of course, of that he is the Av of Golos. He is the one who in Parshas Vayetze will go down to Lavan's house, will leave Eretz Yisrael and have to go there. And unfortunately, he will be the one that goes down to Eretz Mitzrayim. When finally Yosef is revealed to still be alive, he goes there and he's struggling a bit to go because he knows what's about to happen. And how does he know what's about to happen? It's the famous dream that he has in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze. And it's an unbelievable dream with the Sulam, Mutzav Arza, and Malachim Olim V'Yoridim. And if you look at, of course, the Midrashic work on this, you will find some amazing Torahs of the 70 different nations, the ladder climbing of each of the different Golios that are coming, and he sees everything. And where is he? As we know, he has Kfitzas HaDerech. He passes the Makom HaMikdash, the place that his father was almost slaughtered, and he says, oh my God, how did I forget to go there? And instead of him having to go all the way back, the Makom HaMikdash comes to him, which just teaches us an important lesson in life, that if we just start on the path of trying, Hashem will help us out tremendously, not only by tshuva, by Torah learning as well. If you start the process, many people, might be a few people in this room, but we have a lot of alumni, Baruch Hashem, who are finishing Eruvin, the Gemara, just a few days from now, and Daf Yomi, and if you ask them, they'll be like, I was pretty sure that I would just do brachos and that was it. And as they joke, the joke that they say after brachos is Maseches Shabbos, Boi Shabbos, Boi Menucha, right? A lot of people just Shabbos, just go back to sleep, and no more Daf Yomi from them, right? And then in 7.5 years, when Daf Yomi starts, like, oh, I did brachos! They're like, okay, Yishkoyach. So those people that finish, Yishkoyach to them. So he's got the Kfitzas HaDerech, he gets there, he gets a Sulam, he sees all the Olamos. And then surprisingly, something very interesting happens. Now, Yaakov in itself, in Parshas Toldos, of course, the whole Bechorah story is fascinating. And unfortunately, what happens in our lives, and this is very much sad, and I'm being honest, is that we have in our minds what we learned was inculcated in us in kindergarten, right, in our schools. And we remember those stories as being the stories. Right? Or we might have even watched, you know, a video, and we assume a lot of different things, right? And Esav is this unbelievable Russia, and he's got horns, and he's all red, and he's a bad guy. And, But then you say to yourself, but how is it possible that he was going to get the Bechor? Right? And there's many different Mephorshim of how to learn this, one of which is Yitzhak 100% understood what was going on. Right? Yitzhak wasn't for sure not this guy that got blind from Akedas Yitzchak, and therefore he was, he was not so smart anymore. What does one thing have to do with the other? Right? Blind people generally have a much keener sense. So what was going on over here? So the answer is not just a Kiruv answer, that he saw within Esav the potential, and as we know, you know, usually the one that needs more care, a parent spends more time with them. But he wasn't sure that the Yishtam Yoshev Olim, this Yaakov, would be able to continue our nation. And if you think that that's so crazy, look at his father, Avraham. Avraham wanted to keep Yishmael in his house. It wasn't so clear And it's interesting, Rav Pinkus, who I'm going to quote in a moment, has another piece where he says that there was a machlekes avos v'imos, if you think about it, where the avos hakadoshim picked, I don't want to say the wrong horse, but said, oh, okay, Ishmael will stay in the house, his influence won't be so bad. And Sarah kicks him out. And in this week's parsha, or whatever, Rivka kicks out, right, basically Esav, and says, even though it's our son, and tells her other son, says, listen, I got to explain to you, Beruach HaKodesh, you got to do this. And he doesn't want to do it because he's Ish Emes. Right? Yaakov is Chos Moshel HaKodesh Baruch Hu's Emes, says the Gemara. But the ultimate Emes is Yaakov. And he's deceiving. The worst of the worst. But she said, Beruach HaKodesh, I know better. And even in our parsha in Vayetze, the same thing will happen. Rivka basically is saying to you, they're a little bit different here, right? Rivka's basically saying, no. You think that you're going to marry me, but you got to go with the Bechorah. Her name is Leah, and I'm going to trick you into marrying her. Because she's going to have the children that are going to be the Bechorah. This is remarkable, if you think about it. There's a difference on Machlekes. And we see, of course, Yaakov gets the bracha, and we see at the end of the parsha that clearly Yitzchak acquiesces and realizes that he's going to be the Bechor. He doesn't say, wait, this isn't right, because he gives him a bracha. He told him to go to Padam Aram. And he says some very interesting words. He says the famous, Ma noira hamakom hazeh, right? How unbelievable is this place that I'm in? Right? He just had this unbelievable dream. In fact, the Beis Yosef quotes in Or HaChaim, in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Hey, that when those famous rocks surrounded Yaakov and became into one rock, the 12 rocks, of course, symbolizing the Shvatim, there's actually a custom in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, which I actually follow this custom, to put rocks in your pillows on Tisha B'Av. This is based on the Beis Yosef. Others quote this as La Halacha. Lagois Mordechai brings it originally. Why? To remember this. But what's interesting is that if you look at the pasuk of what he says, Ma noira hamaka. We'll get to the word noira in a moment. He has the chalom, nitzav arzo. And he amazingly says something a bit startling, says the Zeresh Shimshon. I don't know if you remember my quotes of the Zeresh Shimshon. Harav Nachmani is a very interesting sefer. I believe we have it here in the Beis Medrash. We do have it in the Beis Medrash. I believe now it's there's an English sefer that interprets it each week that takes some of the Zeresh Shimshon. Maybe Nachman Seltzer does it. And he promises a very interesting sefer. He writes in the introduction, anybody that reads my sefer, you could ask for anything you need, any of the schoolas. And there's a ton of stories out there about people who had difficulties in their lives, whether it was shaduchim, having children, whatever it is, and they learn the sefer every single week, and amazing things happen to them. So in that schus, we'll quote, and anything that you need, think about this Zeresh Shimshon. So the Zeresh Shimshon says, why does he say that? He says, Ma noira hamakom, okay, gives shevach. But then he says, ki ein, that it's not Beis Elokim Zeh Shaar Shemayim. But it is. He's on the Makom HaMikdash. So Zeresh Shimshon says, I don't understand. So yes, it's true that he saw Bayis Rishon destroyed, Bayis Sheni destroyed, and then gets scared because he sees that the nation of Edom, his brother's nation, is going to be harming us throughout this bitter gullus. Perish, he says, why does it say Ma Noira HaMakom? And this is fascinating Torah. He says, Shurah Hashem Beis HaMikdash Lo Amar Zeh Beit Elokim Ela Ein Zeh Oto HaBeis HaMikdash. The image that I see of the Beis HaMikdash is not the ultimate Beis HaMikdash. Number one, number two, destroyed. There's going to be a different one. Shezeh Asid Li Charev Uma Beis HaMikdash Shetit Kayem Mashi Yivne HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mi'atzma. We believe it's going to be Yoirid Ba'esh. I just saw a video, Mamish, 2 days ago. of Rav David Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik L'Vercha, who unfortunately left us a little bit over a week ago, together, unfortunately, with Rav Sachs as well. Very, very sad. Difficult weeks. And Rav, very strange video, if at least in my mind. They took him all the way up to upstate New York, it looks like, to some interesting guy, really interesting farmer, who knows Yiddish quite well. I was talking to him in Yiddish, but it's like, I don't know, you'll watch the video, it's very strange. And they thought they found a Paro Aduma. So they show Mamish a red cat, and he's explaining that it had, you know, it wasn't Macabre oil in it, all about a different thing. So he says, I have a Shaila. This guy, if you watch a video, the guy's really funny. He's like, no, a fret the kasha. But he's like a cool guy with chains and everything. Because I got a kasha for you. I've been asking a lot of rabbis, nobody can answer me. He says, what's going to happen first? Binyan Beis Hamikdash, or bringing the Paro Aduma, for Paro Aduma. So he says, you know, according to some, it's going to be Yorid Be'esh, and maybe be Yorid Be'esh Yom Echas. The Rosh Hashanah can build a Beis Hamikdash like this, on the same day, you could do everything. Bring the Eifa Paro Aduma. He says, whoa, I didn't, because that's a tenet, that's a tenet. You know, he says, I didn't hear a kasha like that. It's good. It's a good answer. Kiyim Beis Elokim, Omnam B'mokum, Zela Oilam, Shar Shemayim, V'kula Amonam. Libam tefilasam derech kodesh kodesha. Because he says ki ein zebes lokim, but man noira. But still, this is going to be the noira makom. What does the word noira mean? Or this awesome place, right? We said this hagel hagadol hanoira. It's awesome. The adua shemor v'daniel sheyirmiyahu v'daniel laachar churban ze la lo hayu roitzim lomar gibor v'noira. It's a tremendous gemara in Yuma Daf Sabach Tes. That after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, based on a pasuk in Nehemiah, that, I said, when we say Shemoneh Esrei every day, we shouldn't say the words, Hakel HaGodol HaGibor VaNoira. Why? B'midas Noira Haidam Midaso Shel Yaakov Avinu. We'll see in a moment what this means. Each of us have one of the Midas, right? Godol Gibor VaNoira, right? We know Yitzchak, for example, was the Gibor. Right, Yitzchak is given the midah of gvura. Gadol haynu is chesed, and noira is Yaakov, which is actually a shiluv of both. Even though it's MS, it's a shiluv of both, which we'll see in a moment. And he said, "This is the soit," and they explain, "No, ha'la gadol agibu v'noira acher lokei avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov l'chein amar lehem noira hamakom hazeh." And the Gemara ends, and the Gemara says, no. Becholzos, we do that. Why? The hein hein, noirosav. We still are able to accomplish even without a Beis HaMikdash. Whether, the Gemara says, it's the Yetzer Hara, we could fight the war and still win. Again, the kasha is that how can you call the Beis HaLukim, Hagel, Hagadol, Hanoira? There is no noira anymore. What does that mean? We say Kaddish every day. Kaddish is to bring back Kiddush Hashem into the world. There used to be a walking Kiddush Hashem by seeing the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was around. Everybody recognized Kishem Hashem Nikra Yilecha. They realized who you are. You were Jews. And that was it. Noira is referring to a sublime state that we're in. That we recognize Hashem Elokim and all the nations recognize, and we recognize that the place that we belong is Eretz Yisrael, and we have a Beis HaMikdash, but we don't have one now. Says Yaakov, no, look to the future. Ain't there? This is not the final Beis HaMikdash. But, Kizeh Shaar Shaar, this is Man Noira Mokum, this is still an amazing place. Machlok is Raman Ravid, what the holiness is of the Beis HaMikdash nowadays. The Mokum HaMikdash, whether you can go up to Har HaBayis, is totally on this Machlokes. So, what's the idea? So comes along Rav Shimshon Pinkus, after we saw this basic idea from the Zeresh Shimshon, and he says as follows. Yaakov Avinu gets the bracha, the bechoira, and all of a sudden Esav's upset about it. And as I just pointed out, each of the avos signify three different spheres of midos. What we call in the olam, gadol gibor v'noira, as we say in davening, of course, right? Because we say, Elokei Avram Yisrael Yaakov, hakela gadol gibor v'noira. Shein shloshes midas hamuzkeret pedivrei hayamim kisidra. Gidoila is chesed, gevura, and tferes. Chesed, listen to this carefully. You got to a little bit put your heads on for a moment, even if they're not on. Chesed is yamin, right? Because chesed ultimately is the chesed that God has from us. We always talk about the right side. This is always difficult for me because I'm a lefty. But we always say that we do everything with our right hand, although halachically for lefties it might be different. But in general, because the Yad Yamin is the chesed of the Rabbanu Shalom. Ugvura mismol. The left side of our body signifies what? Signifies the smol. The left side is the gvura, the din, the Yitzchak Avinu. And Tferes is Be'emsa. I just told you, it's a shiluv. Yaakov Avinu was, he took his father's chesed, his din of his father Yitzchak, his grandfather's chesed, and had a middle ground. Tferes Be'emsa. The aklal hu she'emsa ochuz b'chei atzadim. However, if you're in the middle, you're touching both. Yesh bo gam min ha yamin v'gam min asmo. Nimsa kein shekashem she'abam v'yitzchak hayu shnei avos chesed b'yamin u'gvur b'smo. Kein hayat tzarech shiyya shnei avos l'mida emsayi. Lachain kein hayat tzarech liyos mitchila. Yaakov v'esav yu shnei avos b'kedusha. Yaakov miyamin ha'av esav tov v'esav mishmo. Remarkable, says Rosh Hashanah. What was supposed to be was, there was supposed to be a joint, if you will, joint bechor. Esau was supposed to be the bechor and get the bracha like Yitzhak wanted. And he would support the Yaakov. He would be the, like exactly like his father. The Yamin is the chesed, the Torah, the everything. That's Yaakov, Yishtam Yoshev Olam. And then there would be a guy that's going out and it's going to be working. What we call Yisachar Zvulun, that famous contract. Till today, they have a contract like this. Kolels. You have a guy who's a big businessman. He says, I don't have time to learn Torah. So I pay for so-and-so to learn Torah, quote-unquote, for me. Is a, right? Zvulun B'tzei Secha. He was working on the ships. The ultimate form of Amuna, when you worked on, you know, the deadliest catch, when you can die at any moment on these ships. Dafka was ships that they worked on. And Yisachar, Bo'ilecha, sitting and learning. And then there would be the Esav, who would be on the difficult, the more difficult, working side. Why is it more difficult? Because that's the small, that's the side of the Yetzihara, that's the side of the challenges that you always have in the business world, that's the challenge you have in real life. Right? The guy who's sitting in the oil, he doesn't, thank God, he doesn't have these Yetzaras. He doesn't see women. He doesn't. This guy's going out to the work world all of a sudden. There's exposures to the society, what's going on. That's the way it was supposed to be. So, Miteva Briyasoi, Esav, Kfarmi Betin Imo, went after Avodah Zarah. Mishum, because his job was to kill the Yetzara. He was small. Litagaber ala Yetzara. And that's why, of course, Yaakov was always making noise by the Beis Medrash. Because he was Ish Aholim. Ish, right? Therefore, mitam zehaya Ish Sada, Isa Vajin Ish Sada, Mistovev Tamit Bachutz, Ktesh Yachel Litgaber. He tried to kill the Yetzara. And that's what his father hoped. The Ilu Yaakov, the Tiyasu Haisa Lebeis Medrash, Sham Yashav Kolayom. And in this dream, in Parshas Vayetze, is what? Is after he was sitting and learning for how many? 27 years? For all those years. Ube'emes amid bin Yisayin b'chol oisim shanos b'beis medrash. Shal shem veiver. Lo nitan shena le'inav. He didn't sleep at all. Heishlem tekufasa b'shleimus. A guy who really wants to get a lot of his sheer bet, he doesn't sleep so much. Right? That's really is a sheer bet. Talk about, oh, that guy in the beis medrash, wow. You know? He burns the night oil. He says, who's going to take over for me? It's going to be the... Yitzchak was the ultimate in the example of bachutz, of gevura, of fighting. Famous thing with the wells. His father built these wells so that people that were walking would be able to have drink. and they didn't like it, the nations, and they kept, and he fought. He says, listen to me now. No, I'm undoing what you did. There's going to be water here. We're going to have these places where they're going to stop little Chabad houses. They're going to get a little drink and a little mashke, and we're going to teach them a little Torah. We're going to teach them about Hashem, monotheism. And Yitzchak said, I need somebody who's going to be like that. I love Yaakov, but he's sitting in the oil. What is he going to do? Right? I always thought it was funny. I'm sorry that you think maybe this isn't funny. But the number one people who should be out doing Kiruv, right, shouldn't only be Chabad. It should be Satmar, it should be Bells, it should be Ger. Those are the people who are supposed to be the ones that are supposed to be showing what they are. They're like, no, we're Yaakovs. We just stay in there. I'm not saying Chabad or the Esavs. I didn't say that, no. Chabad is the only ones who actually get it. In my opinion, that's what true Chassidus is. What does Chassidus come also besides Chesed? They're supposed to go out and do a mission. As one Chabad boy once said to me, a little boy, maybe it was Bar Mitzvah, he was walking, I was on a train, and he was walking up and down the train, asking people to put on, do they want to put on tefillin? And I always found this amazing, in Eretz Yisrael obviously, especially, so many people on the train that you wouldn't believe said, yeah, sure, I'll put tefillin on. So as he passed me, I was upset that he didn't ask me to put tefillin on, right? So I made a joke, which he didn't like. I'm like, oh, Yishachal Rabbeinu Tam, you ever made a Tam tefillin? No, no, no. So I said to him, Ashrecha. How amazingly, I see what he did and how nicely he spoke to everyone. And he looked at me like I was crazy. I loved it. He says, Ani lo mevin lecha. Ze tafkid sheli. This is my job in life. Right? Right? It's almost like, whatever, my grandmother sitting in the train seat and I help her up to take her off the train and somebody comes up and goes, wow, you're amazing. I'm like, what do you mean amazing? My grandmother, are you crazy? We're going to do a letter. See you later, Grandma. I'm afraid the door is going to close up. Nobody would do that. That's what Chabad believes. How can I not do this? Chas v'sholom, if I come home and tell my father I only put tefillin on 20 people, chas v'sholom. I put tefillin on 75 people. It's amazing. Omnam says, Rav Pinkus, Kasher Esav, Sor the Masav, the Bechoyra, Oivru, Masav, Yaakov, Miata, he realizes, wait a minute, Yaakov can do it. Unfortunately, Esav did not pass the test. He didn't. What was the test here? The test was to live a life of shiluv. Yaakov now is going to live a different life. It's not the life that he was supposed to live. Where, right? Remember that Parshas Vayechi that he wanted to live b'shalva? Haha, that was the funniest thing ever. He just said, I just want to go back to learning Torah. Remember those 27 amazing years? Your whole life you're going to think about Shir Aleph and Shir Bet, mostly Shir Bet. Ugh, I wish I could go back to yeshiva. You will never be able to have a year like this. Zeh Shara Shemayim. Yaakov taught us this lesson, the shiluv, the noira. No, noira is still in here. It's a shiluv of both. I have to take Yumin Asmol and live a life like this. Rebbe Moyer of Aaron Salvechik explains this idea. When we're in Golas, the Sulam is the same gematria, says the Klei Yakar. Mamun v'ani, kise hakovid, kol, Sinai. He says, because it's the shiluv of that. Mamun, yes, you're going to have money, you're going to go out and get a job. But where's your kol? Hakol, kol Yaakov. Kol written twice. Kol is Torah and Tefillah. Sinai is Torah. Ani is Nebuch, what the person can become. Kise hakovid is the spiritual, but this is spiritual and the physical, and that's what he signified. As the Gemara says in Chagiga, Daf Tesvav, Noitel Chelko Chelko Chaveru Began Eden. In Cain, Mi'ata Kol Nisyonis V'Kal Oymid Be'avoida Shel Esav Ovro Lo Yaakov. It came to Yaakov because he was the one who could live both worlds. Ozov Yaakov as a base of Medrash. So he can do the job of all jobs. His mother said to him, I don't want to do that. I just want to send the base of Medrash and learn Torah. I love it. No, you have a job to do. It's a famous medrash that says at the end of days, Esav will be sitting in a talus, and he'll be sitting and learning Torah. And he's going to be sitting next to his brother. Strange medrash. How do we interpret it? Is it a joke? Is he making a joke again? Or did he finally get it, Esav? Did tshuva? But the bottom line here, as Rav Aaron Salvechik explains in his piece in Warmth and the Light in his Sefer on Hashkafa, in Parsha, is similar to what he writes in his Sefer on Hashkafa, Torah Mada. The YU model My grandfather's Yahrzeit is just about a week and a half away. My grandfather, Jacob I. Hartstein, who your grandfather knew very, very well, the great Dr. Nuremberg, who treated me so well in YU because he said my grandfather gave him his first job, so he owes me big time. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. He helped me a lot. So my grandfather was one of the founders of Yeshiva University. He was the one who made the college into a real university. And that was what Torah Mada was. He had a lot of svarim on one hand, but he was out in the world. And this teaches us a lesson. This is a really important lesson for you guys. Yaakov Avinu taught us this lesson of, yeah, okay, there's no Beis HaMikdash now. Ma Noira. But there's still Noira in the world. We still have to bring it. We can't live our life in the sand and just say, I'm going to sit and learn Torah the whole time. That's easy to do. It's easy to sit in bed and just, you know, every so often come outside and go, shik, so, you know, like, that's easy. But live a real life where you have to learn and earn. If it's a Cohen Spanish line, right? Is he an earner? Is he a learner? Which one is it? Both. Why can't you be both? Rav Schachter's famous line. He goes, some of my Talmidim are bigger Talmidei Chachamim than some of the Rabbeim here at YU. It's a horrible statement. But he says, you could be a big Talmud Chacham also. You could write Svarim. You could write, it's amazing. You could have a job and be outstanding in Torah learning. That's what Yaakov Avinu taught us. That changed, totally changed. That wasn't the way it was supposed to be originally. It changed. The Bechor was his mother says, I have Al Titosh Torah Simecha. Yes, Musa Avicha, but Torah Simecha. She goes, I get it. Your father doesn't get it. Think about what's happening here. Going against Yitzchak Avinu. And he had the shiluv between both. We should be zeicha to finally see the true Neira Mokum Hazeh, the true Shara Shamayim of Bias, the Bayish Shlishi, Binyan Bayish Shlishi. So that ultimate Sulam, Mutzav Arza, and we could firmly plant our feet on the ground, which symbolizes, of course, I think Rav Boaz, the Bar Mitzvah of the Shabbos, quotes this. I don't know if it's from Rav Cook, I forget. That you're firmly planted on the ground means you're part of the society, but Mutzav Arza. Everything's on Hashem. We should be zoichet to this. Fias goel tzedek. Bayish lishit v'hei rabbi. Amenu. Amen v'amen.